Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. The government says it's ruled out using a levy or tax to fund the aged care system following the release of a task force report on the sector. The task force says the Commonwealth will remain the principal funder of aged care services in the future. As the population ages and demand for care increases, it has recommended retirees use superannuation balances to pay for aged care services to take pressure off the Commonwealth's coffers. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth has told Channel 9 the government is working through the 23 recommendations to get the balance right.
There'll be a lot of work to be done about how we fund a sustainable system going into the future. But I think Australians want to have the confidence, which they haven't had, and that we're working on, that our aged care system, whether that's at home or in an aged care facility, is of high quality and will look after our older Australians.
The South American airline, at the centre of a mid-air emergency between Sydney and Auckland, says it's investigating the cause of the event. At least 50 people were hurt when the Boeing 787, operated by LATAM Airlines, dropped abruptly mid-flight, causing the plane to shake. LATAM says the cause of the apparent sudden change in trajectory could not be ascertained immediately. Boeing says it's also working to gather more information on what happened and will provide any support needed to the airline. Australian fruit and vegetable growers have launched an attack on the major supermarkets, telling a Senate inquiry low produce prices are decimating family farms. The Senate inquiry is designed to investigate how big supermarkets set prices and use their market power when dealing with suppliers, and is currently holding public hearings across the country. Coles and Woolworths have consistently defended their pricing practices and relationships with the agricultural sector, pointing to supply chain costs to help explain some of the difference between wholesale and retail prices. Farming groups have disclosed the large differences between prices paid to suppliers and those charged to shoppers. India's Interior Ministry is set to enact a citizenship law that critics have described as anti-Muslim, just weeks before the country heads into a general election. The law grants Indian nationality to Hindus, Parsis, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Christians who entered from India to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Bangladesh before December 2014, but not if they are Muslim. While the law was passed in 2019, its implementation was delayed after widespread protests and violence resulting in the deaths of more than 100 people. The Chief Minister says it was a long-pending demand, but opposition leader and General Secretary of the Regional Communist Party of India, D. Raja, says the laws are divisive.
Now, on the eve of elections, why suddenly this government declares it is decided to implement CAA, the rules are being framed? Nothing but to divide the people, create tension among the people at the time of elections.
And in sport, Carlos Alcaraz says the ankle injury, which forced him to withdraw from the Rio Open last month, is not an issue as he continues his title defence campaign at Indian Wells. Alcaraz moved into the fourth round with a 6-2, 6-3 win and next plays Hungary's Fabian Marasan. He says he's moving very well and is not thinking about his ankle in training or during matches. I'm Kira Hain, and that's SBS News in Easy English.